"I had a rather interesting experience the other day," he said. "I was sitting in my office one morning when word was brought to me that a lady wanted to see me. Mrs. John Rossiter," the man told me. "I knew who John Rossiter was, so I told him to show her in. Before she said a word, she began to cry, not bitterly, but the tears came into her eyes and began to run down her cheeks, and she kept wiping them away with her handkerchief, trying all the time to control herself. I don't like that sort of thing, you know, and I usually avoid it, but this rather impressed me. I felt sorry for her before she opened her mouth. Her husband had been gambling, she told me, and on Wednesday, the day before, had lost $30,000. I've been acquainted with John Rossiter off and on for 5 or 6 years. Every year he has been coming down here, and I've known him well enough to say hello, but not much more intimately than that. At any rate, I've always had a good feeling about Rossiter. He was a clean-cut man, a good sport, well-liked, belonged to a good health club, and was rather popular everywhere. I had seen him year after year here, but I hadn't an idea of how he played or what he won or lost. He had an account with me and always paid very promptly at the end of the month if there was any paying to be done.